This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tommy, we're aware that understanding women not one of our strong points.
Good luck.
But even we, who we can admit are out of the loop, we're having a hard time wrapping our heads around this.
Yes.
Because this being a thing women wanting to do is strange. But when Kimmy informed us that grown-ass women are paying a business for the privilege of doing this, which we were all supposed to grow out of in our teens, means either we don't understand something, Tommy, or you ladies have officially lost your mind.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we're sitting here on the show in a commercial break, and we noticed, Tommy, two different women in their 30s and 40s had put up pictures on social media of slumber parties they threw.
Grown-ass women.
Yeah. Grown-ass slumber parties, right? So one of these women was married. One of them had kids. Mm-hmm. But somehow, they had gotten away from the family with their other grown-ass women friends.
They're gal pals.
Tommy, they're in their pajamas. They're drinking wine. They're watching movies. They had some weird-ass masks on their face in some of their pictures.
But the room's set up like a slumber party.
Yes.
It's not set up like it's like cocktail hour.
No. They were
there's like pillows on the floor and sheets and... Yeah.
So we're doing what we do, right? Mm-hmm. Tommy and I, we're making fun of all of this, right? And we're laughing about it, talking about how weird it is. And Kimmy walks in the room while we're having this discussion. And you informed us of something even more insane.
There is an industry dedicated to this.
That like caters this.
Yeah.
When you say industry.
I don't know, like people that do it. I don't. As a small business.
But like they'll come to your house and set up a slumber party?
So stage it for you.
Stage it.
Yes.
Like the Stones are in town?
Yeah, pretty much.
So the girl I know that does this. I don't know if she still does it, but I know she did do it.
She owned the business.
It was her business. And she initially started it, I think, to set up for like kids' parties.
Okay.
So she would come to your house and set up for like a little girl's sleepover / birthday party where they'd have everything themed, balloons. They'd have all the pillows set up, like a little, you know, come in your pajamas, all that stuff. Then I noticed she started posting pictures of the same thing, but for adults.
It looked the same, right?
And whether it's like a
bar?
Bachelorette thing or a birthday party, it was like an adult sleepover setup.
Okay.
Where it's like they set up the whole table on the floor, decorations, you know, you got... It's almost like a tent setup in a way. But yeah, like the same kind of vibes you would have at a sleepover when you were, you know, 13.
That's weird, right?
It's super weird.
Okay.
I don't know if like these adults are actually having a sleepover, but they're going there for like girls' night, taking pictures in pajamas and drinking wine.
Even just
but you
that.
Could just do that. You could just get together and drink wine in your pajamas. But the fact that you're on the floor like your little girls and you're going to talk about boys and make
anyways.
Fudge. I mean, do you have
that
your,
all sounds awesome.
You also have your 80-year-old father coming downstairs saying, "Okay, back down."
I saw some boys in the backyard.
Yes.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the draw of the grown-up slumber party, and is this just a woman thing? Because I've never seen...
There's no male equivalent.
I've never seen a boy slumber party.
There's no... Yeah, there was no little boy slumber party.
Let's say there was a business that came to your house and set up laser tag in your backyard. You wouldn't invite a bunch of buddies over to come play in my laser tag yard?
Well, no, that's different.
I mean, but I'm just thinking laser like equivalent,
awesome.
Like like somebody coming to your house to set up for something that should be for kids, but you would also enjoy as an adult.
No. I think you're missing the issue here.
I don't know. You said that sounded awesome.
Okay. No, it does sound, because it is awesome. I mean, that actually exists. You can go to Lasertron and go play.
Yeah, but what if they came to your house?
Okay, fine. No, I still want to go to Lasertron because I got like it's dark inside and you can hide behind things. Mm. What I'm getting at is this.
Okay. What's that?
Right? It's so much more intimate. An adult sleepover than like going to batting cages with your buddies, which would still be a little strange. Like if I just called up my buddy at 38 and was like, "Hey, you want to go to batting cages?"
But the fact you're going to all sit on the floor.
You can't get over the floor. No,
I sit on the thing, floor at my friend's house.
You're in your pajamas.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's that weird.
All right, let me ask you this question. Would you consider, Tommy, guys that go to a hunting camp as having a grown-ass slumber party? Is that the same thing?
He wants to say yes, but he doesn't want to piss anybody off.
No, I don't know, because like you're hunting.
Yeah, but you're staying in a cabin together, right? Going...
Some of them are sleeping on the floor, what I hear.
Or all right, so if you go fishing with your buddies, let's say you go overnight.
Overnight fishing?
Yeah, they have these fishing camps, hunting camps.
Okay.
So that's the male slumber party?
I'm asking, is that the same thing? Because, look, your argument that you're there to do something and sleeping is only a result of doing that is valid. Because, like, here in this slumber
party. It's a common interest. Like, you guys like to hunt, you like to fish.
You're not there to sleep, you're there to hunt and fish.
Right. These girls just get together from all walks of life and just want to cuddle up and drink.
What about a boys' trip to a different city? Like my brother and
guys trip.
Yeah, my brother and my brother-in-law, we went up to Toronto for my brother-in-law's bachelor party.
That's probably closer to it.
That's a boys' sleepover?
Kinda. Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. A little weird. What?
Are you just jealous you didn't get invited?
It's a guycation.
A guycation?
It is. There's no women. So I would say yes, that would be the equivalent of the weirdo slumber party. Weirdo Canadian drink beer trip.
I love how he's trying to play it off. Like, yeah, man, it's you. No women. All you want to do is travel by yourself. All you want to do, like all I want to do.
But by himself, he doesn't want to go with buddies.
But no, I'm saying like.
I've never taken a guy's trip.
That's not surprising.
You've never taken a guy's trip?
He's never been invited on a guy's trip.
How is that possible in your 60s?
Ever?
No.
You've never...
Well, no, I mean, you used to go places with the old show, though. I mean, that's not
a guy, but that was like a...
True. Well, kind of.
That was like
some
work...
people may be working. It wasn't him.
I don't call working debauchery and getting sued twice a guy's trip.
So you've never gone on a destination bachelor party? You've never had buddies like, hey, let's go here for the weekend? How is that possible?
I wouldn't want to do it. I don't want to go with some guy... in a hotel room and hang out.
Really? Is that a new thing for you? That's not how I remember it.
Like I find it weird when I see like guys like sitting to dinner together like at a restaurant.
Wait, what? I can't even have a meal with my buddies?
No, that's weird.
Why is that weird?
Where's your wife?
Weird.
What?
Where's your wife and children?
I want to get away from my wife and kids for a
night. Then just go eat alone.
That's weird. In the basement.
Eat in your car in the parking lot. Waiting for the hooker to call you back.
Like a real man.
No, I've never like... traveling like that.
Okay, that is...
We did it for a living with comedy, man. It was so hard.
Well, you know what else it is, too? You don't really have any, like, hobbies that you enjoy as a group, because it wouldn't be... What?
Or friends, but go ahead.
I am hobby.
But it would be weird to see, like, a bunch of guys who just got done golfing and go out to eat together or something. You know what I mean? Like, they share a hobby, so that's kind of how they end up...
Yeah, at the country club or something like that, but, like, to go to, like... Like, you guys went away.
So effing Pittsburgh. Or go to the country club, you know, like everybody does.
Yeah, you know, but like, fun. You know, you had to spend it or you lose it.
What you were saying, I'm sorry.
But like, you guys went away.
Yeah.
Bachelor party style.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's only three of you.
Well, yeah. Brooke, we're old men.
I know. Mm. Yeah. It's
still a sleepover.
Yeah, that's a sleepover.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. After Tommy and I saw two women we know on social media posting pictures of their grown-ass women sleepover, just them and their friends. Tommy could not get over the fact that they were on the floor. Their stuff is on the floor.
I know.
They're laying
so
on the
weird.
Floor.
No, but they put like a sheet down. There was like a tent thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had like pillows and like...
It's like a whole setup. It's almost
candies.
Like a dinner setup.
Yeah.
In your pajamas.
And it was on the floor. Kimmy informed us that a friend of hers had a business where she would come set up these slumber parties for grown-ass women, like decorate the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And you said she did really well with it.
I think so. I mean, this was like a friend of a friend, so I only saw it through social media.
Okay.
But it seemed like she was getting business because she was posting about her different setups all the time.
Okay, so like, I guess I understand why, like, reliving your childhood, this would be fun for women or guys or whatever. But there's a couple of reasons why grown-ass slumber party doesn't work.
Okay.
All right, one, you can't sleep at the slumber party the way that you normally sleep at home.
No more floor sleeping.
Everybody has their weird things they need to sleep now. Weighted blanket, noise machine, melatonin, CPAP machine, shoulder, body pillow. And like you said, Kimmy, when you were a teenager, you could lay on a blanket on a concrete floor in a basement, wake up and run a marathon. If you have five people sleeping over, four of them are waking up in agonizing pain.
Oh, yeah.
Which brings us to the second potential issue, Tommy.
What's that?
If you're not sleeping on the floor, you have to share a bed.
Okay.
Can someone explain why women are so comfortable as grown-ass people sharing a bed? It's so gross.
Really?
Why? And I don't even mean it in a sexual way.
Why does that gross you out?
I don't want to share a bed with anybody that's not my wife. Extreme circumstances, my children.
No, I never thought about it. That is weird.
When's the last time you shared a bed with a woman?
I probably have for like a bachelorette party.
Like at a hotel?
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably the last time.
Okay.
But I didn't find it weird at all.
You cool with sleeping in a bed with another dude?
No. Okay. I couldn't do it.
Like, you didn't even do it, like, as a kid?
Oh, as a kid, I had to.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, yeah, summer camp and crap like that, but, like...
No,
could you imagine sleeping with my brother right now? Could you imagine sleeping next to my brother?
I would...
No, I could not sleep in another bed.
I would much rather share a bed than have to, like, stay on a couch or something.
I'll take the floor.
Really?
Yeah. I'll take
you
the basement.
You take the floor
I'll
with
sleep,
your back?
I'll sleep.
I'll take outside. I'll sleep in a lounge chair out on a patio.
All right, look. It's going to happen only if it's absolutely necessary. One, you're going to drop ass while you're asleep. Fair? Human function. Okay. Two, you're going to drool, you're going to stretch out, and you're going to snore. And you'll be breathing your hot ass sleep breath all over the person you're sharing a bed with.
How about when you touch? Accidental touching.
What if you like it? What if you like the accidental touch?
Sweaty, hairy leg rubbing up against your butt cheek.
Kimmy, you don't mind your hot-ass sleep breath getting
I just described it.
All over this woman you're sharing a bed with?
Like, my friends are way better sleepers than my husband.
No, but whether or not your husband is
like
gross.
Every time he tosses and turns, I wake up.
Fine, I get it. Your husband is gross, but I'm saying, like, look, as clean as everybody is, you're going to have overnight breath, and you're just...
I don't know. I've never run into that problem. Yeah. It's much nicer and peaceful sleeping with another woman.
You would rather sleep with another woman than your husband?
I may. They don't snore, most of them. And they love sound machines. We're all about that.
And they're not as gassy, I guess.
No.
No, bro, that's lame.
My husband lets one rip and it lingers for like 24 hours.
That's a lame lie. Because women are gassy. There's a certain thing in their bodies that when we're asleep, they know they can let it
loose. But I think their asses process gas differently than ours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Please go on.
Well, have you ever smelled lady ass? I mean, the last time you smelled a chick really drop ass.
Yeah, I have, yes.
Where is it?
Where is it?
Where's it go?
Well, we did say that none of us have heard our mom fart ever.
Right. I've never smelled my mom or my sister drop ass in the house.
Well, yeah, because you didn't subscribe to that OnlyFans they had.
But think about it. You've never smelled it.
No,
where does it go?
Where does it go?
I think their bodies process things differently.
Okay.
They don't eat as heavy or harshly as we do.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I don't. Have like a friend that has like a distinct fart smell.
A girlfriend?
Like, that I'd be like, oh my God, that was awful.
That is
you
so
don't
Tana.
Have that, you said.
I can't, no, I'm just, I can't think of one.
Okay.
Betty the Ass Blaster. I don't think they exist.
Well, yeah, I'd also be upset that the best nickname you could come up with was Betty the
Ass
old. Blaster.
Okay. She's old, but she's trying.
252 WCMF. We're talking about grown-ass women slumber parties. Kimmy is trying to educate all of us on one, why they exist, two, how they're not weird. They're super-ass weird. Kimmy, the headline we'll read in the DNC tomorrow, unpopular radio personality admits she wants to sleep more with women than her husband.
I bet you that's most women.
Yeah.
I mean, just straight up sleeping, they would take another woman.
If you see Kimmy's husband today, make sure you pull him aside and out of context say the quote, I'd rather sleep with another woman than my husband. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Happy rainy Monday. So I love this idea, man. I want to go to one. I mean, imagine that you get the charcuterie board, a nice box of wine, a lot of potpourri everywhere, you know, the plug-in air fresheners. I mean, what could be better than this except maybe doing the guy's version in Kimmy's husband's bar room with, you know, nachos and a bucket of wings.
And he's got no shirt on. Can I point out real quick? Can I point out real quick?
Yeah, what's that?
That in Rammer's classiest fantasy, there's a plug-in air freshener.
Anybody got an air wick?
It's a smart thing to include.
I'm just thinking that if I'm going to be there with all these girls doing this slumber party, then I might let one loose, and they're going to need that air freshener because, you know, I like the spicy foods.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that party's going to be canceled. You should open a box of dildos and an air wick.
I mean, honestly, I don't see anything wrong with it. The only problem I would have is if they're, like, middle-aged women running around in their, you know, little teddy bears with, you know, throwback to the 80s, right? With, you know, feather pillow fighting going on and feathers flying everywhere. And, I don't, you know, kind of sounds like a movie to me, but, you know, that's me.
Yeah, that went porno pretty quick.
Like, you managed to touch on every old man thing, right?
He's Blutarski on the ladder.
Hey, you know what? We're old. Okay, get over it. We're going to talk about old man
hey,
shit.
Hey, you do. Whoa. Rammer. They talk
so
like that.
So unlike you, Rammer.
old man. I said ship.
Oh.
With a P.
Gotcha. Thank you, Rammer. Ship. Thank you. Yes.
See ya.
Bye, buddy.
Hey, you get him in the teddy outfit, Dan, and get a pillow fight going. Or maybe a little foxy boxing.
Can we talk about what the hell just happened back there a second ago?
Well, he invited himself to the slumber party.
Yeah. Which was the
creepiest
part?
I thought he was talking about a slumber party for dudes.
Agreed.
I didn't realize he was inserting himself into.
He showed up as the only guy
now
at a slumber party.
Now I get why
you
need the air freshener.
Yes.
But why would he be invited?
Why wouldn't you invite Rammer?
To the...
All the women want Rammer.
Is there a single guy that would be invited to the girl sleepover?
No.
None of my wife's friends or family want me sleeping near them.
Not with that CPAP machine.
Thank you. Well, it keeps me from snoring.
That's true.
As we talk about this grown-up sleepover thing, the biggest reason the grown-up sleepover is not going to work, you're going to end up hearing about everyone else's problems.
What? No.
That's what it's going to turn into.
Girls?
Look.
Are going to talk about their problems?
You don't think we do that anyways? We don't need the setup for it.
That
just comes naturally.
And you're also going to forget something else.
Hold on, before you get there. Okay. Look, I get the draw, Kimmy, in your head of what these slumber parties will be. Because we have these memories of these endless summer nights as teens in the woods, in someone's basement, and life was exciting, and the possibilities were endless, and there was nothing but sunshine on the horizon. Mm. But now, if you get 4 to 10 people together, add alcohol, and 8 straight hours in the same room, it's going to be nothing but the worst things they're going through in life. Their trauma and their struggle, their shattered dreams, their regrets... I don't want to deal with that. Yeah, and I feel like that's the biggest reason guys don't do this. Because I don't need your drunk.
No, guys don't do this.
Well, please, Kimmy, please.
Only every morning when I walk into this room.
What do you mean?
Are you guys unleashing the worst things that have happened to you over the last 48 hours?
No, but that's the point I'm
making. I got to hear about all the drama, the people.
Yeah. Yes, that's the point I'm making. I don't want to do that for 10 hours on a day off.
But you kind of do want to do it.
Also forgetting how those slumber parties went in your mind.
Oh, like when you're kids?
Like, you all hated each other at the end.
Well, just don't be the first to fall asleep and you don't have a problem.
As a grown woman, what are you going to do to her as an adult now? Rammer's writing this down.
Hey, Rammer's showing up with that box of dildos in the Airwick. Hey, I'm just saying, you girls get into teddies. Here, I even brought some pillows.
You think women would hate each other by the end of the slumber party?
They hate each other in general. Like, get 5 women together, 2 of them are going to hate each other.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
No, I think, again, like... sleepover, not a sleepover. This is just what we do when we get together anyway, so... Okay. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but now you've really compounded the situation to past point, but now you're going to do this.
No, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters.
Nah, shut up. You're stupid. Shut up, Tommy.
All right, well, Rammer's out. He's taking his box of dildos and going home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So on one hand, you can make the argument that these people actually need this more than the kids do. So get the kids the hell out of there.
Right.
But on the other hand, I mean, this is a rite of passage when you are an American child.
Oh,
everybody's done one of this when they were kids. And if grown ass people are doing it, kind of pushes the kids out of the way.
What are they doing?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We know it's getting harder to make ends meet.
Oh, yeah. It's tough out there.
Right. Like, there are people with jobs in the gig economy. There are people working straight up part-time jobs, you know, just to afford things.
The inflation pass.
And then there are people that are hustling in a not-so-above-board way.
What are they doing?
Story in the Washington Post over the weekend documented in bigger cities adult lemonade stands to get out of debt.
You're kidding me.
Like, yes. Were the adults running it?
The adults are running the lemonade stand. There was no kid involved. They
no
are
booze.
Selling,
just
nope.
selling lemonade.
No, because, I mean, you sell booze, you're busted.
Yeah.
They're selling straight up lemonade on the side of the road with tables.
How sad is this?
So, like we said, it's happening in bigger cities. And when we say adults, we're talking mid-20s to mid-30s. They set up a table. They do have, like, equipment to make, like, better lemonade, obviously. So, think somewhere between your 8-year-old and a food truck. Like, right in the middle of that. And the folks that are doing this are arguing they have to do this because they have bills they have to pay.
Coming up short.
They have student debt that they're trying to pay down. And they say that they're actually making a decent amount of money.
Okay.
So, what's interesting is... I saw this with my own eyes in Washington, D.C. and the 4th of July weekend. Yes, I watched it happen. And it's exactly the way they described it in the story. It's grown-ass people that just set up a table and they're selling all kinds of drinks out of coolers and they have like a little machine that'll make you like a slushy or something.
All right.
Dick move?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a kid's thing, man. I mean, I will say this. If I saw, like, if you saw like a bunch of this in D.C., if I was... If there was a kid, yes. Adult, no.
Okay. Kimmy?
It's not a dick move. I guess, like, because a kid probably wouldn't be setting up a lemonade stand there most of the time. I mean, they're not going to go to, like, a public place and...
Oh, no. I saw kids keep directly
competing.
Really? Yes.
Because I would think, like, obviously it would be a dick move
Price
if you
wars.
Did this in your neighborhood, like a little kid would.
Well,
but
yes.
I guess I could see the business opportunity of setting up it where there's going to be a bunch of people around. I guess I've never seen a kid go out of their way to do that to that extent.
Really? Never? Like at festivals or things like that where they're selling like sodas or lemonade? Really?
Water, I've never seen little kids.
Water
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Unless they're selling
it. You're making money.
Unless they're selling it for like, you know, fundraising purposes. Like, you know, like an actual stand where there's adults, you know, running things, but the kids are just there volunteering.
So, look, I get where you're coming from, Tommy, where you're right. It's a rite of passage as a child to have a lemonade
stand. It's cute.
Sure. But, I mean,
there's no cute factor to some gruff looking burly man selling me lemonade.
But if you want something to drink, he's got you covered. And if we're being real here, right? Like, who needs it more? Is it the kid to, like, you know, save money to go buy baseball cards or whatever the kids buy these days? Or is it the grown ass person that's trying to pay their bills? Who should you support?
The child.
You didn't even think about it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, man, you may have made some bad decisions to put yourself behind this adult lemonade stand that I don't support.
Sure.
And there's no cutesy factor. I don't feel good about myself. Like, if I give a kid a dollar for a lemonade, I feel good about myself. I gave Ted over here some money. I don't really care about Ted and his problems.
All right. No, you're right. In this scenario, you would actually have to want what they are selling.
You'd have to be craving that lemonade or need something to... quench your thirst in the moment.
Right. You're right. Every time you drive by a lemonade stand, if you don't stop and give them some kind of money, you're a dick and stop being a dick, right? But if I do crave something, I mean, I appreciate what the kid is doing. I remember doing that, but I think I might have more sympathy for the grown-ass person because they don't want to be out there doing this.
Yeah, but I go for adorable over sympathy.
All right, what if it's an adorable grown man, though?
There's no such thing.
Little old man.
Ugly kid, adorable old man.
But even that ugly kid's got an adorability to them. Because you're an ugly child.
Thank you. You're looking right at me. I know who you're speaking to.
I can't imagine. I can't think of there's no such thing in my mind as an adorable man.
No, you can find an adorable man.
Who?
Mickey Rooney.
He's dead.
Well, he was adorable.
Bro, he was only adorable when he was a kid.
No, there are some... You can call it, think of an adorable actor, a male actor. That guy's adorable.
Adorable, yeah, but you and I... Kimmy can think that.
No, she's going to say something. You're going to be like, oh, that guy's adorable.
Which I haven't heard nothing
Kimmy's
yet.
Kimmy's going to Google adorable male actors.
No, that doesn't count.
No.
You have to think about it.
We need to kick it off, and then once we figure it out, we'll know what road we're supposed to go down. That guy's adorable. See, I feel like you're... Like, adorable doesn't mean attractive.
No, but there's a cuteness to it.
I think there are, like,
So you would think there's a cute man.
Yeah, that's fair. Not in, like, a sexual way.
No, I just say he's cute.
Yeah. Well, no, because when you say it like that, I know what you're trying to do. It's not what I mean. He's adorable. He's not cute. No, I think there's a difference between cute and adorable.
Mitch McConnell, cute?
No, you picked the worst guy.
What are you talking about? I talk like this.
What do you think it would sound like if Mitch McConnell was trying to sell me lemonade?
Come buy my lemonade. I keep my prices down. I only use American lemons. I don't use imported lemons from other countries.
No, man, the more we're having this discussion, I think I'm going to go buy from the grown-ass person. You've known that struggle. I've known that struggle. Kimmy's living that struggle right now.
I would not buy lemonades from me.
Okay, I thought of a good one, but okay. I don't know what the actor's name is. The guy who plays Mr. Feeny in Boy Meets World.
That guy's adorable.
He's adorable.
That guy's adorable.
Was he like the principal?
The principal from Boy Meets World. That's an adorable man.
Yeah.
All right. Took you a while.
Well, that is a teacher guy, too. By the way, that guy's still alive. You know that?
William Daniels. He's 97.
He's still alive.
He's 97. Not so adorable anymore.
No, he still is adorable because I just saw a picture of him. They do fun, quick side Boy Meets World fact because I love Boy Meets World because I was in love with Topanga when I was a kid.
Was it the girl?
Yeah, no, Topanga was the. I was in love with the dude named Topanga.
Topanga sounds like a pet. Like they had a pet Topanga.
Topanga and another person from the show has a Boy Meets World centric podcast that is very popular. Her name is Danielle Fishel. I'm getting real deep in the weeds here for you. That's how much I love her. Mm. Mr. Feeny was on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Still hanging out.
I didn't listen, but I saw he was on the podcast. Right. I don't spend a lot of time listening to the Boy Meets World podcast. But no, that guy's adorable. If Mr. Feeny was selling lemonade because he's got to pay his property tax, I'd give Mr. Feeny 10 right. bucks. No?
Okay. I don't even know what that guy looks like.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Looks like you, but kind. We're talking about a story of the Washington Post over the weekend. In larger cities, adults are now moving in on kids' lemonade stand games, and they say they're doing it because they have debt they have to pay.
Tough times, bro.
Now, keep in mind, they don't have permits or anything like that, so technically what they're doing is illegal.
Yeah, they don't have a peddler's license.
Yes, but kids also don't have permits either. But, you get their gross-ass, grimy hands. That's the other thing. It's probably safer to go with the adult. Gross-ass dirty kid hands all up in your lemonade?
I'll take a dirty kid hand over a dirty man hand.
That guy's probably washing his hands, though.
Does he?
I don't know. I would need to see Purell on his
table. Think of what men do with their hands. Yeah. Enjoy your dong-inade.
We are the best show in America, ladies and gentlemen. Dong-inade. 252-WCMF.
I want to see your logo.
We were talking about adorable men. Katie's here to help us out. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What do you got?
I was just wondering if I could touch base on who, like, a male celebrity that I think is adorable.
I would love to hear, Katie.
I think Tommy Mulay is adorable.
Oh, take me out of it.
I love his shoes. Like, I could go to the like Walmart and go get a Ken doll and give the shoes to Tommy.
Tommy Mulay, adorable.
You got to raise your bar of adorable.
Katie, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Are you flattered that she finds you adorable?
Absolutely. I'll take it.
But that's not like good looking. That's not sexy. It's adorable.
Bro, I'll take what, at 65, I'll take whatever I can get.
Like Mr. Feeny's not bangable. He's just adorable.
Yeah. But you get something out of it. You're not gross.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
I'm making more money than I ever have in my entire life, and I'm taking vacation time, paid vacation, so I can be on side jobs and make more money. I don't know what to say about it, but it sucks at nearly 50. It blows. So maybe the next step is a lemonade stand, or I don't know, mixing Tommy's stupid cocktails or whatever, but this is unsustainable, man.
Bro, I hear you.
I mean, I think you got the personality for it. Here's your lemonade, dick. Here's your dickinade. Jeremy's dickinade, old time recipe.
I think I saw that movie with you as the star, right?
What was it?
Oh, little Tommy Dickinade. Oh, all right, that's it. I'm tired. I've gone to voices that I don't know that make any sense.
Hey, Jeremy's better than like 3/4 of radio personalities in this town that realize when you go to voices, you got nothing.
What are you talking about?
252-WCMF. A man who I would absolutely buy lemonade from. And he's adorable.
All right.
Skyler's on CMF. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
Good. So I'm in town. That's my girl Katie that just called in. She stole my thunder with Tommy Mulay, but I think Tommy's cute. But what about Danny DeVito? He's cute.
Oh, Danny DeVito's adorable.
That's a good one.
Danny DeVito that's is adorable.
He may be the only one. Oh, he's got to have a sub in his hands.
I also think Bill Nye the Science Guy, he's adorable.
Ah, Bill Nye the Science Guy, pretty adorable.
Yeah, you're nailing it.
All right, here's the thing. I think if we're going to talk about what makes a dude adorable, they have to be a borderline cartoon character of a human being. Is that fair enough?
Because cartoonish traits.
Yeah, I'll be sincere. So Skyler, we've met Skyler a couple of times. You know, you hear Skyler, very kind dude, laid back, right? He's got big ass bushy beard. He's a tattoo artist. He's all linked up. I find Skyler adorable.
Nice. Thanks, brother. You just made my day.
Hey, you're welcome. You adorable son of a bitch. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right.
There goes adorable Skylar. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? With like, if they have cartoonish features.
Yeah.
All right.
Two of those three that we've named were also on children's shows. Maybe that helps.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, hanging out with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you make everything sound so bad when you say it out loud?
No, you have to have some children.
Hanging out with kids.
Get some childs.
Skylar doesn't hang out with kids. At least, like, I don't know. His own kids, I hope.
Already does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.